Welcome to Shomar Shova and Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Biakashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Boabaso Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis mentions the idea, the Nichsei Oiv de Kechovim Arein Kemidbar, which means when a goy sells a land, so he is relying on the money. Once the money comes to the goy, he removes himself from being the owner of the land. Then the Yisrael doesn't acquire the field until he gets a shtar. So in between the time that the goy receives the money, and then the Yisrael gets a shtar, the nechosim or kemidbar and afkamina, that someone else could come and jump in and take over this land. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, goes on to explain, based on this, the psukim by the kinyan of Ma'aseh Machpelah. Because the psukim start by saying that Avraham gave money to Ephron. So the Torah describes the money being transferred from Avraham to Ephron. Then it says, describes the entire area. Then it became Avraham's. And then it says, So says the Aruch Chaim, Avraham Avinu is very careful to follow the mishpote akinyonim that we have here in our sugya. So the first stage is, Ephron took the money. What did that do? Ephron removed himself from the karka. But still not Avram's, because Avram is acting like a yid. So after the money goes to Ephron, now there's another stage. Now Avram has to do the kinyan, like Yisrael does the kinyan, once the goy removed themselves by receiving the money. And only after this second stage, and then, only after stage number two. But the Aruch Chaim adds one more thing, because we have another sentence. Right after it says, Avraham buried Sarah, it says again, Vayokom hasodeh ve'amehora sheboi la'avraham lechuzas kever. Why have to tell me that again? It says the Aruch Chaim, this continues what we learned in the previous daf. That the Gemara daf in Gimel said, that when someone purchased something from Hefker, from Nichsei Hager, so if someone puts Matzois ben Nichsei Hager, he's koine. What does it mean to put matzoyes in Nichsei Ager? So we have two explanations that we're showing you. Explanation number one is that by putting matzoyes in Nichsei Ager, the Rashbam says he enjoys, he's benefiting, he's laying down on the land and enjoying it. But another explanation that we're showing you in Nichsei Ager is that by putting matzoyes, so you're doing here a new design. It's like making a kir v'siyut. It's like making a new design. You're putting your furniture. So that's what's koin. So says the Aruch Chaim, Avraham Avinu now wants to do a chazaka from the hefker. Why is it called hefker? As we learned in our Gemara. It becomes a midbar once the goy gets the money. So what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to do a chazaka. What's the chazaka that he's doing? He's burying Sarah in the Me'aro. So Bishwav is saying, like the Rishonim, that just by using the land, that's considered to be a chazaka. He's using the land. He's burying Sarah and enjoying the land as if someone's laying down in the land. But if you hold like the Rishonim, they have to make a different, a change in design. Where was the change in design that Avraham Avinu did? Answers the Aruch Chaim, when you make a caver, the caver has a design. So Avraham Avinu put Sarah into the cave, then he put a building above it. He made a caver, he made a matzeva over it. That change, that's called a change of design. Says the Aruch Chaim, that's the pshat to the next sentence of the Torah. The Torah says, once he buried Sarah, he made a change in design, now Vayokom, now becomes Avraham. So you have a three-stage process. Stage number one is Ephron gets the money and he removes himself. Stage number two is now Avraham needs to come and do a chazaka. And how does he do it? How does the chazaka complete? Once he makes a change in design by burying Sarah and changing the caver. That's what Aruch Chaim explains the psukim based on this Gemara and the Gemara of the previous daf. And we'll end with a beautiful vort of the Chasam Sofer, which has brought in a new Sefer, relatively new Sefer, called Chasam Sofer, Drushim V'Agodas. The Pashas Drachim in Drush Aleph has a whole discussion if the Avos HaGedoshim were Yisrael or where they're considered to be Goyim. Says the Pashas Drachim, but it says clearly that the Avos kept Shabbos. And a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the Goy cannot keep Shabbos. How did the Avos HaGedoshim keep the Shabbos if they're considered to be a goy? So there's many answers in the Achronim. One famous answer, the Chasam Sofer, is that by a goy, the night comes after the day. And by a yid, the night comes before the day. So what they did was, they did Chilul Shabbos on Moitzi Shabbos. So if they're a goyim, So the night of Shabbos is Moitz Shabbos. And therefore it's considered to be that they didn't keep Shabbos for 24 hours. But in Drushim HaGadol the Chasam Sofer is bringing another answer based on our Gemara. And he says the following. What they did was, they gave money to purchase a land. Now if they're a Goy, the money is enough to purchase the land. But if they are Yisrael, so the money just removes the Goy. But they don't coin you with the money. So the land does not become the Rishus. It's Rishus Hefker. Then what they did was, they took an item from their Rishus and took it out to Rishus HaRabim. So like this, if they're a Goy, so then that's a Rishus HaYochid, that's their Rishus, because they bought it with money. And they're taking out Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, that's a Yisrael, they're right, so they're not keeping Shabbos. But if they're Yisrael, so that's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's Hefker. So they're taking out from Hefker, the Rishus HaRabim, that's not a Yisrael, they're right, so. So that's how the Ovos were able to keep Shabbos Misofik. That's the Vort of the Chasam Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.